President John Mahama was given a heroic welcome to the Hohoe municipality on the third day of his campaign tour of the Volta region. The paramount chief of Alavanyo, Togbiga Deja Atakra, in a welcome address, acknowledged the contribution of the president to the peace of the town. He actually linked the relative peace to the many development projects that they have benefited from.
It is our firm conviction that upon completion, the road will further boost commercial activity in Hohoe, which is already touted as the commercial hub of the Volta region. Your Excellency, the health sector in the Hohoe municipality has witnessed an unprecedented transformation with the Hohoe Municipal Hospital and Midwifery School benefiting from infrastructural development. There are several chief compounds spread across the municipality which have brought health to the doorstep of the people. The conversion of the Lipe Bakwa Health Center into a polyclinic has led to the upscaling of health services to the people in the catchment area, thereby reducing travel time to seek medical attention. Your Excellency, in the area of education, work is ongoing at the Fodome campus of the School of Public Health of the University of Health and Allied Sciences. A resident doctor's bungalow has been completed and at the Hohoe Municipal Hospital. In the area of education, work is ongoing at the Fodome campus of the School of Public Health of the University of Health and Allied Sciences. A resident doctor's bungalow has been completed and at the Hohoe Municipal Hospital. For this and others, we are grateful.
He thanked the president for the progress of work on the Eastern Corridor Road and other notable projects the town is benefiting from.
The 5-kilometer Hohoe Township Road is another project which the people will remain eternally grateful to you. This will make communicating within the township not only comfortable, but also give Hohoe a facelift. Your Excellency, we are aware of the progress of work as far as the 8-kilometer road from Lipe Bakwa to Zolu in the Jasikan district is concerned. The 10-kilometer asphalt overlay also deserves mention. We have seen the machines in town and hope work will start. Work on the Bin Bla to Lipe Kukrantumi Koko road has stalled. We therefore crave your indulgence to personally intervene for the completion of the project.
Chiefs of the 9 paramounties made a joint presentation that consisted of beads and other gifts to the president in appreciation for the good work. Meanwhile, President Mahama has stated that one major assignment he is proud to have executed was to bring peace to the people of Hohoe and its environs. He said it's an indisputable fact that development thrives only in an atmosphere of peace, urging the people to continue to maintain the peace.
When we came into office, I came as Professor Tamil's running mate. There was a very unfortunate conflict that took place here in Hohoe. And it was one of the major assignments Professor Mills gave to me. He asked me to leave everything I was doing to come to Hohoe and make sure that we mediate the conflict and settle it as quickly as possible. I want to thank the chiefs and elders of the Gbe traditional area, opinion leaders and everybody, the MCE and everybody who supported to have this conflict settled amicably. Today when I come to Hohoe and I see the unity and the oneness that has developed between the people living together in peace, unity, and stability, it gives me a lot of happiness in my heart. After the conflict, a committee was set up, and the committee came up with its recommendations and its findings. The findings and recommendations were given to the Minister of Local Government and the Attorney General. I want to assure you that we're going to implement the findings and recommendations of the committee to the fore. We have started the implementation with regards to the restoration and repair of Togbe's Palace. There are shops that were burnt. About 4, 5, 6 shops in town were burnt. 2 people lost their lives and other properties were destroyed. We are doing evaluation of those properties so that we can pay compensation to the people who were affected.
As a predominantly farming community, President Mahama told them of plans to intensify agricultural production by encouraging the growing of other crops aside from cocoa, which the country has comparative advantage.
Pando Alavanyo Tuvegbe Road is ongoing. There are other roads to Likpe and other places that we are doing so that all the people in the surrounding area can have access to the Eastern Corridor. So that is a commitment government has made, and we are going to see that commitment through. The Gbi traditional area and Hohoi area is noted for farming. And I have said that we are going to give major support to our farmers. And that's why we are setting up farmer service centers so that we can give the farmers fertilizers, we can plow their fields for them, we can provide them with mechanized services, we can provide them with improved seeds, we can harvest their produce for them. And so the farmer service centers, we are starting with 50 of them. And I'm certain that one of them will be coming here to Hohoi to service farmers in this whole area. Each farmer service center will have 10 agricultural tractors.
President Mahama introduced the parliamentary candidate for the Hohoi constituency, Bernice Elu, to the people. The president will tomorrow be a guest on GBC's Volta Star Radio in Ho. He'll be answering questions on the economy and development in the Volta region. Radio Ghana will broadcast the encounter on all its networks.